From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The housing requirements for hogs under California's Proposition 12 don't apply to 4-H programs and exhibitions at fairs and rodeos. And yet, the California Agricultural Teachers Association says administrative costs and burdens imposed by the law on meat processors will impact junior livestock exhibitors who want to sell project pigs into the general food market. That's because those market hogs will need paperwork showing they come from farms certified as Prop 12 compliant. Speaking before the House Ag Committee, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack brought up the next farm bill. Vilsack wants the committee to use the next bill to help him move rural America from an extractive economy to a circular economy where the wealth stays with the opportunities and jobs that are created in rural areas. Ag Chair David Scott says after the next congressional break, the committee will begin work on the 2023 farm bill. China wound up $16 billion short of achieving its obligations under the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. A DTN report says the Biden administration is looking for ways to keep China buying ag products. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the administration is putting them on notice that we want them to live up to the agreement. The secretary told House Ag Committee members the U.S. has unfinished business when talking about the 2-year trade deal that ended January 1st. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.